Welcome back to Be Fair, a podcast hosted by Aaron Jordan Peterson. That's me. And first off, I really want to thank all my listeners out there, whoever you are. I don't know who's all listening. I know a few of you all, but I really want to make sure that I'm thanking you guys for listening to this podcast and sharing this podcast and spreading it around for people out there to hear, because I'm happy to share who I am. I'm glad that this is a very organic, personal kind of vlog journey, a blog diary style with my friends as well, having conversations that just relate to us. And of course, in no other fashion but that, this episode is myself and of course Lisa, and of course bringing on Tyler, and we just have a nice good conversation about what's going on right now with quarantine and COVID tests and everyone just coming down with it now and where we are. And then we talk a little bit about lingo and our age differences and generations, and that it was just a nice good conversation. So please do enjoy this episode.
Hey, my friend, how's it going?
Good. We're just waiting on Lisa.
Perfect.
There she is. She's like a Miss America. She just shows up. Hello. So how is everyone this evening?
Not too shabby.
I am doing wonderful.
It's Thursday, right?
Yeah, because tomorrow's Friday the 13th.
Yes, my days of the week are so messed up right now because it's just been such a weird one at work lately.
Dude, right?
I mean, since I had my blood sugar spike and all this crazy stuff, I feel like I'm finally getting myself back on track. Like, oh, I needed a wake-up call. And I'm on this new medication for my anxiety, and I have been worried about taking medications for any of my stuff because I am a creative person, and I know that a lot of those meds can dull that, especially anxiety meds. So, but this one has been actually very helpful in helping me to focus some of my creative things. So,
well, that's good.
Let's just hope that stays that way. I was very clear with my therapist and my doctor about medications. I'm like, I'm not a fan of chemically trying to block out part of who I am, unless it's really going to help me. And this, I feel, is going to help me rather than hinder me. So,
outstanding. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Tyler, you were on the call first. So how are you doing today?
It's been a weird week for me. I've been battling with some COVID stuff, but I got my first test result back in the beginning of the week negative, and I took another one because I had another deal with someone else, and that I just got my test results for that back about 15 minutes ago, and that was negative too. So
well, there you go.
Thankfully, I'm in the clear. My family's in the clear. Everyone tested negative. So
I honestly, I think it's going to be happening a lot more, that we're going to be encountering more people that are affected. I mean, if you think about how long ago, I mean, back in the spring, there were so many cases, but it was not as many as there are now. And so clearly it's clearly coming for all of us. Like my boss and I were talking about that. We're all going to get it. I mean, it's going to happen. Every one of us is going to end up with it. It affects everyone differently, I think, from what I gather. Like, some people can get really, really sick from it. And some people might just kind of lose taste and smell for a little while. There's different symptoms, different weird ones. I feel like good for you, Tyler, that you're not getting it. I feel like we're going to be starting to get to this point where in our conversations that it's going to be less of, oh, good for you for testing negative for COVID, to be like, you haven't gotten it yet? No? No, you still?
Yeah.
Still avoiding that?
Well, you know, I guess I wouldn't call it a funny thing, but that's just kind of the word to use. But it's weird because, like, when I worked at the hotel, a bunch of us got like really sick back in like December and January. And yep. I mean, like, it was the whole office. Was
same,
just,
same with my restaurant. Yeah. Same with the restaurant. Like, it was like everybody during Christmas time was just like, I am not able to work tonight. Like, I was working so many shifts over the holidays. So it was great, but for me. But
yeah, it was kind of weird because when I got my, this is my third test and all my tests have been negative, but like, I got the first one because I put myself in a situation where I went through a place and I didn't realize, like, going into it, how big of a, you know what, show it was.
Yeah.
And it was kind of one of those shows.
What kind of show was it, Tyler? Tyler, what kind of show
was it? I mean, after the last episode we had, I'm trying to limit the swear words because I feel like if we gave us a cap for swear words on that podcast, I'm pretty sure.
Was that
in the first half an hour?
Lisa was not on that episode. I think that was with my roommate Sarah and Amy, right?
Yeah,
that was our, that was the Saturday. Oh, I have to tell you that after I recorded that episode with you, Tyler, I was driving Amy home and we had to stop at the grocery store. And so we stopped and we're getting out and I see this van. It's parked in a handicap zone. And there's no identification to say that this vehicle is validly parking there, which I was like, whatever, it's 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. I don't even want to worry about it because whatever, we're two cars in this parking lot. If they just needed to park that much closer, that's fine, whatever. But then I also saw the Trump Pence sticker on it, and it was also a very like torn down van. Like it was not something that felt like it was going to be on the road much longer. So I could tell that they weren't the brightest bundle of sticks in the forest, but they were the lightest. So unfortunately those are some of the people that I equate to Trump supporters and say negative things about. And when I think of negative things, so remember that I know that you're not that, but these are the ones that I despise because they don't understand what they're actually saying when they say it. And here's why, because we continued to walk to the store and I was just kind of like noticing that, and I'm assuming she saw that I was noticing that like there had a Trump Pence sticker, and I was clearly not a Trump supporter. I mean, because I'm pretty fabulous in a town like this. We're putting on our masks to get into the store, and the lady just starts shouting. She's like, "Guys, hey guys!" And we look over and we're like, "What?" And she's like, I'm like, this is not going to end well, Amy, just watch. And she's like, the lady's like, you guys don't have to wear your masks anymore because Biden won. And I'm like, wait, what? Wait, what? I'm like,
I've heard people say that too. And I think why people are saying that is because, you know, as soon as he won, which I mean, you know, for a lot of people that was a big deal, you know, when everyone, you know, were outside and there was just big crowds of people, and Biden himself even kind of had like a pretty decent sized crowd. Not to get political, but I think that's where, because I've seen a lot of memes and stuff about that, like that's fine, but I think that kind of brings to the point too, and like those kind of the kind of the Trump supporters you're describing, I've had run-ins with them too.
Yeah,
they're a little
embarrassed to have, like, don't be here though. Okay, vote for Trump, but go away, please. Like, yeah,
those people are very, they're, I guess you could say, weird. I mean, like, they're very right, like, they're very, like,
they're so
gun oriented.
They're so,
and like, that's fine.
Yeah, they can't even see
the perspective of the person,
you know,
and, like, I don't have an issue with that. I don't like talking about guns for literally every single minute of every single day. I don't think it's stupid.
I'm a liberal, and honestly, I grew up in a gun-owning, hunting family. I'm around friends that have so many guns all the time, and it does not bother me because I trust my friends with these guns, so I know what they're using them for, what their purposes serve, and that they are trained and
very capable of using them in a responsible way. And I know that. And I know there are people out there that are. I am still that person that is still like, I really just wish that we could find a way to keep them out of the hands of the insane, like easily. Like, and, but that's not the point. Well, it is the point. But anyway, yeah. But I want to get back to this lady. I mean, you could tell she was probably also on some kind of hallucinogenic drug. Like, we're going to say bathtub meth, maybe. And I mean, but that, and she clearly like needed a shower. And I'm just sitting there like, why? What? Okay. In what world would you assume that if I'm a Biden supporter, which you just assumed, right? This lady did, which and assumed correctly, but. Well, I don't know if I'm saying it correctly because I wouldn't call myself a Biden supporter so much as just I went the other way. This lady, I just didn't understand why she would assume that no matter what, if I'm a Biden supporter, clearly I'm all about the mask because that's how you see me as a liberal is I'm literally, ooh, mask and I'm a sheep and stuff like that. So if Biden won, then you know I should be coming up and saying, get your mask on, bitch, because Biden's your president. You know, I could have done that, but I didn't. And I was just like, whatever. We walked in and went through the store, and it just kind of bugged me. I'm like, are you kidding? I mean, this is how it's starting. This is how the little like digs are going to start on that. And it's like, this is why I want to make sure to stay very like respectful of other people and everything. People understand. You understand how I feel. I don't need to punish you for anything. I don't need to make people feel bad. Small, because I can appreciate what the outcome without boasting. I can appreciate what I'm grateful for, without making someone else feel small. And I for sure. Like I'm just worried about the people like that. Yeah. Anyway, Lisa, you have been so diligently waiting. I'd like to hear how you're doing.
Well, it's a hard one to follow up on with you guys. I had my first COVID test yesterday, but it wasn't the tickle your brain one. It was the spit test. And,
okay.
So my Troy's daughter's teachers both had it, her para and her teacher. So, and I just, we have to get it because, you know, twice removed, close contact, etc. None of us are exhibiting symptoms or anything. So I, you know, we should get our results tomorrow. Otherwise, I'm just, I don't know, I'm all right. This cold weather all is right. A bunch of crap. But that's Minnesota. I mean, in 3 weeks, 26 degrees is going to feel like a heat wave.
I'm really hoping that sometime we'll be able to get to the opening of an episode when we're doing check-in around where we can get back to those first two episodes when our check-ins had nothing to do with COVID-19.
Oh, that would be a dream.
And so, yeah, we can get back to that.
We will. We will eventually.
Yeah. I think we kind of covered a little bit about where we're at in the beginning. And I want to talk a little bit about our slang and lingo of our times. Because, well, one thing that's great is Lisa and I are from a similar time. You know, she's much older than I am, though. months older, but that's much older than me. But anyway. And then Tyler is much younger than us by, I would say, 10 years at the very least.
Well, and, yeah, but he sounds 27. Like an old soul, so that's all right.
You are 10 years younger than us, exactly. But that's the thing, is he is very mature. That's not what I'm going with here.
Now
I'm
I am, yeah.
I knew a different Tyler. We were 10 years of difference, you know, like we were a different decade, Lisa. We were born in the 80s, grew up in the 90s. He was born in the 90s, grew up in the early 2000s, you know?
Yeah.
And So it's different because we were in our early adulthood in the early 2000s. We were we were ending our teenage years and stuff. And those were beautiful times. And Tyler is starting to leave those times. And God bless you, Tyler. God bless you.
Thank you.
Because it's the 30s are no treat. I'm just going to be out up there up front with you there. However, they're not as horrible as you can fear. I'm just there's a gray area in the middle there that you should find solace in, and I hope you find that. Anyway, so
Not forgiving for your 30s, but
it's not that bad, but it's really not that great. Like, it's pretty much just kind of because yeah, you kind of feel like you're supposed to know it all by now. You're supposed to like you thought you knew it all in your 20s. Like Tyler at 20, 21, you remember those attitudes from 19 to 21 where you're like, I'm ready, I'm an adult and I can do this. I know all I need to know. You had that, right?
Oh, dude, if I could go back to my 21-year-old self, 22, even 23, I would slap myself across the face. Like, I mean,
Same.
oh my God,
You know?
like 75 times in a row, I'd just be like, who
Oh,
the F do you
exactly.
think you are?
Right?
But get it
Yeah.
together. It's going to get worse.
I mean, I would settle for just slapping up my last week's version of me. I mean, at this point. But yeah, I do find that at this point in my 30s, I am more comfortable with my honesty of everything, and how much I've accepted the things about me that I tried to hide or tried to think I could hide, I guess. Which actually just kind of made them worse. Tyler, since we had more interactions recently, like obviously in the last 10 years we worked together, what was your perception of me? I mean, from your perception when we first met, what about me did you what did you think?
From the start, I like you know, I do you kind of said it how it was, like how it is, like you didn't sugarcoat stuff. You know, but I think
I was like that back then too.
yeah, I at
Yes.
least to me at least, you know, I felt you pretty much told me, you know, like yo, when you come over to the front desk, like it's gonna be a crap show. Like, you know, that's just how
Oh,
it's gonna
sure.
be. But if you hang out with me, like I'll keep you know, in, you know, you'll take care
That
of
was
me or
my way of
whatever.
trying to. Thank you. That I appreciate that. That was one of my ways of making people feel like I want you to feel like we're part of a team and we're all trying this together. Don't feel anyone is going to try and be above anyone else. And so, like, I didn't want that attitude. I wanted everyone to know that we needed to work together. And so, I'm going to be like, hey, this is how it is, bro. Like, but do you know what? You stick with us. You got this. We can do it. Thank you. I'm glad that that was a perception you had. That makes me feel really good because
And
that's
like,
the kind of perception I want.
and like I knew of you obviously because I was pretty big in theater at that point before in high school, and I had auditioned for some stuff at the Playhouse with Peter Frölingsdorf and a few other people, and I kind of just
Oh,
heard your
Peter.
name, you know, in the kind of like the music and theater scene, and then I didn't actually meet you actually until the Radisson. But yeah, I thought you were honest and very, you know, very cookie cutter to the
Yeah.
point and honest. And yeah,
Wait, I'm cookie cutter?
I mean, like in terms of like you
I
don't, you know what I mean, when you cut a cookie with the cookie cutter, it's very like, you know, there's no
similar to
like,
other cookies.
no, it's like there's no margin for error, you know what I mean? Like it's very like
Oh,
outlined
I
well,
feel
like,
that.
you know, you see the
Yeah.
cookie, it's perfectly shaped. When you, what you see with you is what you got, the vibe I got, because it wasn't like one of those things where it's like, oh, he says one thing and he does another. Like it was like if you said one thing, you did the same thing, you know what I mean? That's the analogy I put with the cookie cutter.
Yeah, I knew who you were because I knew your dad obviously before I met you, and it was very interesting because you were like 19 or 20, I think, and I was working at the front desk, and I think you'd come and drop off your bank, or you'd have to drop off something, and we'd just chat for a little bit about your dad and how he was producing some theater at that time, and then we would talk about what you like about working in the restaurant and in the hotel, and then that's how I was getting a feel for who you were.
Yeah.
And that's why when we talked about when I became a manager, and then we talked about bringing other people, I mean, we had to fight for you. Like your department head did not want to share you.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. She, you know, she knew what she had and she did not want to share you. And so, and she was an amazing person too.
For sure.
Miss Marcy, I hope she's listening. But she ended up knowing that you were wanting to go to that level and you know, it was time for you to move into that. And like we all did, we all kind of started in the food service part of the hospitality and worked our way into the operations of a hotel and then into the management. And then, you know, so it was really great. And I was so glad that I got to have that journey with you as well, because I was growing as a person at the same time you were. I was just older. Like physically, yeah. That's it. So I still felt like we were at a similar level. I was just a few steps ahead of you. And so it was really
For
cool
sure.
that we got to help each other at some point too.
Yeah.
And Lisa. So, okay. So Tyler, before I move to Lisa here and we talk a little bit about how we were and our generation, can you give me some lingo and slang words that are popular from your generation of like the 90s, born in the 90s?
I mean,
raised in the
you know me, I kind of just do my own thing. Like, I try not to like conform to, you know, social generational crap, because if I feel
okay,
like
so,
something's vibing,
yeah.
You know, like
they're
I don't know,
vibing.
I like the yeah, like I do like you know, Bree, who's listening. Hi, Bree. I went to college with her. Like, she'd agree. Like, I use chill and I use like dope and for sure. And just like, but I do like faux show.
Okay.
Like, I just do like a bunch of like weird, like kind of like almost like picture like 70s surfer vibes, you know, that kind of like that California surfer vibe kind of talk. I'm just really big into those kind of words.
Just totally
yeah.
Like, like lingo.
Yeah. Willie was that type. He would say weird ones like it's Gucci, like
yeah.
Things like that. And
I use Gucci a lot.
Bug me.
A lot.
Oh, it bug me so
go-to.
Much. I'm like,
yeah.
Gucci is a designer, honey. It is not a slang term.
Oh, but it is a slang term. I hate it. And I say it too.
I know.
Guilty.
I know, I do too. I found myself saying it too, but it's only because it's like at some point cool. I don't know when cool. I mean, probably the 50s.
Cool became
cool,
Gucci.
But... yeah, I don't know. But anyway, so yeah, so that was what I wanted to do, because we had some weird words. And so you're going to hear what some of our favorites, because I'm sure Lisa and I have a few.
Oh, I'm looking forward to hear your guys's.
So Lisa,
I'm going to be quiet and listen.
Lisa, honey, and we met much longer ago.
Well,
yeah. And so I've never really asked you what your personal first impression of me was. And I don't even know if your old lady brain can remember.
I don't know.
Because I know my old lady brain.
I mean, we were kids, essentially.
We were. We were 18, 19 years old.
Yeah. I just remember that we clicked right away and that we had a lot of fun together and you were super extra. And but like in a good way, not well, like in like a negative
I think
way.
It was because when I got to come down to Superior and hang out with all of you guys in Builders and Stargate on those nights, I got to let go of that persona I had to be back here in Grand Rapids, because it was more accepting. You guys had such more of a wide range of people, even in the Duluth Superior area compared to Grand Rapids. Even though some people would think Duluth and Superior is actually a very small community, it's... I mean, when you live there, it does kind of shrink on you after a while. I'm not going to lie. But it's still bigger than what I grew up with. And I always knew that. But it always made me feel like I knew just it was my people. Like, and you guys, you and Drew and all the people, you guys got to be those people, like, for me. And so I obviously ended up moving there. And I think I ended up becoming better friends with Drew than anyone else in the whole group of all of you, even though you and I always stayed in that contact. I was hanging out with Drew all the time because we did a lot of theater. And it just kind of stuck. But it was great because I always knew, and so you guys were like those core of part of, like, you know, like in Inside Out, the core memory people, core memories. Like, I feel like those, that's a core point in my chapter of a life change for me.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think that's why our friendship has stayed, because we've literally been through so much, which we actually have only, Tyler, Lisa and I, it's not like we have been consistently communicating with each other in the last 20 years of knowing each other. We've literally not talked to each other for up to 5 years. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, oh, like, hey, here we are. But
that's cool.
That's just what happens. Yeah. I mean, she left the state at one point in time, and I followed her on Facebook. We knew what was going on. Like, I mean, you comment, you like and stuff, and you know what's going on. Like, I feel like that was our check-in. Like, we knew we was watching. Yeah, we knew. Like, even while you were unavailable, while you were on your unplanned vacation.
On my staycation?
Yeah. Like, I would check up to see, because, like, I remember people posting and giving the address that we could send letters to you, and I was like, oh my god, how high school, let's send letters. And I wanted to, and I kept starting to write one, but then I lose focus. Because I'm not really good at sitting down and writing.
Everybody... Not you, but a lot of people are like, oh, I'll write you. And I never got letters, but, like, you know, it's who writes letters? Like, come on.
I know.
Get real.
Know. And that's
so, oh, there's I just a remember I'm, for you. Get real.
Get real. Okay. So most of my slang terms are mostly precious. You know, I mean, we had Clueless, which gave us some of the best slang. As if. like, I mean, but as if that transcended Clueless. From an 80s term. Now, Clueless was our big thing. Like, we were kids and that, but I still remember so many great 80s things too. Like, gag me with a spoon.
Yeah, see, I never got into that.
I didn't either, but I still remember them.
Well, right.
Like, hey, from different movies.
What movie is Clueless with that, is that with that girl,
Alicia Silverstone.
Girls? Yes. Okay. I know what you're talking about. I haven't watched it.
Yeah, and then she falls in love with her stepbrother. Sick bastard.
Well, there's always some kind of, for the families in the 80s and 90s, was great on making fun of the Valley Girl. It was just what you did. The Valley Girl. I mean, we had Buffy the Vampire Slayer derived from Valley Girl. Like, okay, so Tyler, here you're gonna get a little history lesson if you're not a Buffy fan, but Lisa and I are. So I am such a origin story fan of the series, not just because I love the cult classic of it all and the stuff that I associated a lot of my youth to, but Buffy was created by Joss Whedon, and his whole thing was he was tired of seeing the dumb blonde getting murdered right away in the horror movie somehow. And so he decided to create the dumb blonde that was going to kill the monsters. And he did it. And he created such a universe with it. And I don't know if he intended for it to go that far, but I mean, it created like my first vision of a strong girl, like a girl that could take care of herself. Mm-hmm. And that's when I think that was one of the gateways for it. Like, even Jennifer Garner in an interview said she doesn't think she would have ever done Alias had Sarah Michelle Gellar not got to do Buffy.
That's huge. Right.
But yeah, so that's where a lot of my I remember Buffy's lingo in the TV show. Yeah, I don't even think I care. I guess Tyler, I didn't even check in on Tyler there.
No, I drank my beer the wrong way.
What kind of beer are you drinking? Wait, no, we're not sponsored by it. Don't say it.
I was saying, I feel like it's
all tastes like water anyway.
It's a Bush latte.
Disclaimer, we do not have a sponsorship. Aaron does not have a sponsorship with Bud Light or Busch Light. We were just referencing that for this podcast.
Thank you, Tyler, for that.
I got you covered legally, Aaron. You're good. I got you covered legally, Aaron. You're good. Don't worry about it. Business law. All right,
so before we wrap up this episode, because I don't know when we'll record again before Thanksgiving happens, but this is the month of thankfulness and being thankful for something, if nothing more than anything else. So I would like to kind of go around here a little bit. Let's just talk about what we're thankful for. Lisa, why don't you start? Something that you're really thankful for. It doesn't have to be a lot.
I'm really, really thankful for my family and my support system, helping me through a lot of hard times and giving me continual support and advice on major life decisions and just being there and loving me even if I am a big screw up.
That is a very special thing to have. A supportive family like that is really, really important. So great. That's a great one. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Tyler, how about you?
Yeah, I think I'm grateful for my family and then my friends. I have a really like close-knit group of friends that hold me accountable, and I feel like that's very important. So I'm grateful for both of those.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I guess we're kind of on a theme. Friends and family is probably one of the best things to be grateful for and thankful for. And I'm lucky enough to have such a great core amount of people in my life. I mean, like Lisa, we may not see each other every day, but because we do this podcast so often, you're very actively in my life. And so like we message each other all the time. So I love that we're able to use social media for the right purposes and the great purposes. So I'm grateful for social media for us for sure. And I'm grateful for us doing this podcast and you being one of my like longest running cast members with me. You know, I think you only missed a few episodes.
And I love it. I look forward to it. I really do look forward to this.
I really do. Like you're always waiting for that message, like, ooh, when's he gonna ask
what
me?
Topic are we gonna pretend to talk about? But we talk about something else.
I'm really grateful to have my friends here in Grand Rapids that I never really thought I was going to find the people to help me create a comedy theater group that were able to create original works. And without putting out too much, because I don't know what the marketing plan is for the company that I'm doing this, but I'm producing a holiday show with my whole collaborative group of artists. And we have this, we get to do it really interestingly with live stream and stuff. And it's going to be social distance, but it's going to be like a kind of like a holiday Christmas special that we get to put on live stream. So once I know more, I'll tell you guys so you guys can pay for a live stream package and watch it. Or you can come over here because I think they are able to sell so many seats in our live studio audience. And of course it's like a sitcom, so live studio audience is what we need. But yeah, so anyway, that without that shameless plug, I'm very grateful to have such amazing people in my life and helping guide me in the right spot. And I need to keep looking towards that gratitude because that's one of my anchors to keep me when I am starting to really get into my mania and I'm getting really, really triggered or symptomatic. Knowing that I have great people in my life and not worrying too much about what's going to happen. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me for this conversation this evening.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.